This is World Religions Explained. I'm your host, Kyle Cottle. Thank you for joining me today.
Welcome to my podcast today. We will be talking about Taoism. But before I get started, if you will please give me a 5-star review, that would be great, greatly appreciated. Tell your friends, and we will get started. So, usually you'll see Taoism spelled with a T, but sometimes you'll see it spelled with a D. And these are the same thing, just in case you may be confused, because I was. And it's one of those things where Westerners pronounce it a little differently, so it changed. But I will pronounce it with a D, since that's what it seems to be originally pronounced with, at least for my studies. And just so you know, I'm excited about this podcast, because I actually learned to really like this religion / philosophy. As you, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll see a lot of these Eastern religions are more go with the philosophy side rather than the religious side. Although this is more of a religion than Confucianism, if you listen to my last podcast. So Taoism, I thought, to come out about a little before Confucianism, although the timing's a little blurry. They definitely have some similar thoughts, but focus on some different things. So again, if you listen to my podcast on Confucianism, you remember that Confucianism is a philosophy about how society should work. While Taoism is like that, but they seem to focus a bit more on the metaphysics of life. They don't really have gods per se, but depending on who you ask, they may semi-worship some sort of god. But overall, Taoism isn't worried about the gods and have no real official statement about them. So the main writings that Taoists use is called the Tao Te Ching, and that means the Book of the Way. It is said to be written by Lao Tzu, and I'm just going to call him Lao Tzu. There's different ways to spell it. Again, I think Lao Tzu is another way and pronounce it, but I'm just going to call him Lao Tzu. And like some other Eastern religions, these writings aren't seen as sacred or some sort of revelation from God. It is just revered and seen as great literature and great advice. And for many of my listeners, I'm sure you're familiar with the Bible. The Bible has much wisdom literature. So what the Tao Te Ching is, it's a pretty short book, and it's just consists of poetry. And it is said to be, it was written in 3 days. And there's another set of writings, scriptures, and it's called the Shuangxi, something like that. Again, I can't pronounce this in Chinese. And it was named after its author. And it is filled with writing. It contains his philosophies and stories. And both the authors of these texts are very important to Taoism. So let's go with some background. Lao Tzu is known as the founder of Taoism, but it is highly questioned if he were a real person or not. We will talk as if he is real, though. So the name Lao Tzu means old master or old philosopher. So it was most likely more of a title than his actual name. And he was born around 600 BC. A story of his birth said that he came from a shooting star and went straight into his mother's womb. When he was born as a wise old man. He was known as a great philosopher, but he worked for the government. He did what he could to help the nation in a time of crisis and major conflict. So if you remember in Confucianism, if you listen to my podcast again, a lot of these connect. It was the same time. A lot of conflict, a lot of between, there's a lot of war and conflict between the states and China, 12 states at the time. And Lao Tzu was seen as very influential. So government leaders looked at him for advice. It is said that he met with Confucius, actually, but didn't really like him. Supposedly, there were stories of him healing people, performing alchemy, and performing other miracles. Unfortunately, he grew tired of politics and all of the issues that he found in them. So he decided to leave. And on his way out, a man asked him to write a book because he wanted to basically know all of his philosophies and keep them with him. And Lao Tzu did, which ended up being the Tao Te Ching, which was the the writings I talked about earlier, which is a small book of poetry. And as far as we know, nobody saw him again after that. So the other prominent figure in Taoism is Chuang Qi. He was a prominent philosopher and lived around the 4th century BC. His writing teachings progressed off of Lao Tzu and helped create more of what people know of Taoism today. Chuang Qi emphasized individualism at a time when Confucianism was pushing for collectivism. He also helped push the idea that nature was important and we were connected to it. Taoism eventually became the main religion in China for a bit until Confucianism and then Buddhism took it over. Ironically, all three of these philosophies became known as the three doctrines and seemed to complement each other instead of fight against one another. Taoism was banned in the 20th century in China because of communism. It's tough to see how many people practice it today because it's mostly a personal belief rather than a communal one. So now on to their beliefs. And again, remember, I think they're pretty interesting. So Taoism's main belief revolves around the Tao. Tao means the way. It is the ultimate reality. Like you hear about most supernatural things, it is really unexplainable. You can feel it, but it's impossible to put it into words. Because of that, once a name is given to it, it automatically changes. This is why there technically is no word for the Tao. It's ironic because the name changes what it means through our own biases and preconceived notions. Despite this, I'm going to explain all of these things to you. The Tao isn't good or bad. It just is. So again, everything, the Tao is just the way. Nothing's good or bad. It's just how life works. And Lao Tzu saw that there was intelligence in nature. Animals had natural instincts, plants grew and died, and natural phenomena like rain and snow happened. There are also patterns in nature, like the seasons. The world has ebbs and flows. Things are born and things die. So you can see this Tao goes with everything. Everything, how the world works, that's what the Tao is. And because of all this, there is a natural harmony in life. It is called the yin yang, which most people have heard of. The yin yang represents opposites of life, like life and death, feminine, masculine, light, dark, hot and cold, etc. Basically, any natural opposites. The interesting thing about this that they don't is that they don't oppose each other. They actually complement each other. For example, you can't know one without the other. Like, you can't know beauty unless you know non-beauty or ugliness. Things aren't good or bad. Like I said, they just are. So I can't know light unless I know dark. I can't know dark unless I know light. Neither light or nor dark are bad. They just are. So an important philosophy of Taoism is the idea of wu wei. This means non-action. So to fix problems, it seems natural to do something. Taoism teaches the opposite. When we overthink things, they generally get worse. Our bodies will naturally do things like nature naturally does things. Because our bodies naturally are instinctual, like animals. So, for example, animals fulfill their needs naturally. Seasons naturally go through the patterns. And humans, we mess up these natural instincts and mess up these natural cycles by trying to do too much, by overthinking. And when we're having trouble sleeping, for example, or we have no appetite or feeling depressed, is generally because we aren't letting life take its course. It's like a river. The current will carry us where we need to go. Swimming upstream will just make things harder, and even trying to swim with the current could pull us off the natural path. Because the river will just bring us somewhere. We don't have to even swim with the current, it'll just bring us. So therefore, inaction helps us to get to our natural state. This is done through emptying our mind through meditation. We must let go of all of our senses, move beyond the conscious mind, and this allows us to get in touch with our complete natural state. We can't control our external circumstances, so we learn to control internal ones. So give an example really quick. If you can't sleep, well, have you ever heard an animal with insomnia? Maybe. I don't think so. I've never heard it. And well, humans have insomnia. We overthink things. Sometimes something big's happening the next day, we can't sleep. Well, and why does that happen? Because we're doing too much. We're overthinking. And so what do we need to do? We need to let go. And that's what Wu Wei is. We're just letting go and letting nature take its course. Because the Tao is in all of us, there are many th ways to help it flow through us. So some Taoists practice religious rituals to feel it, although this isn't required by any means. And in fact, Taoism was started with the idea that religious rituals hel actually held us down. While Confucianism actually believed, most people at least, some Confucianists disagreed, but most Confucianists believe rituals were helped us. They help bring out the good in people. But Taoists and Taoism believes that people are naturally good and that they would naturally do good things if they just let go of these rituals and let go of everything, the whole Wu Wei. Taoism teaches that people aren't good or bad, but sometimes they do good or bad things. So again, just like nature, it just is. Yin Yang just is. So these religious rituals that some Taoists practice are done to try to understand the Tao in some way. Another way to have the Tao flow through you is other actions and natural means. Most people have seen Tai Chi in action. Qi means breath of life. Practicing Tai Chi is a way for this life to flow through you. The same as acupuncture, if you've seen that, the needles are put into your skin in certain spots of your body. This both helps the qi move through your body. And even Eastern medicine, they have different herbs and they do the same thing. And many Westerners don't believe in these practices because they can't be proven scientifically. And I've heard many people talk about that. But many people swear by them and have been able to prove in other ways that they do work. And they work to better their health and their lives. So although you may not be able to scientifically improve it, it seems like many people have proven it their own way in their own lives that many of these things work. Taoism focuses on life and not death, and these teachings are how to live a better life. Because of this, they have no official doctrine on life after death. Different people have different theories on life after death, but there's nothing set. Death is seen as a part of the Tao and is natural occurrence. So this means that we live our lives and we live them as naturally as possible when we die because it's natural. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, I really enjoyed learning about this religion. And again, if you give me a 5-star review, that'd be awesome. If you could tell your friends. And I have another podcast put in the description below. I review top movies with my cousin Joe, and it's a little more lighthearted, a little more fun than this. So, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.